Okay, the song's called Galileo, from your album about Galileo and reincarnation. What's the connection you drew there?
In my kind of ignorant understanding of reincarnation, I thought that as each life passes, a soul gains wisdom, and so I picked someone who I thought must have been an old soul or who at least gathered a lot of wisdom by discovering the truths that he had, which was Galileo. And besides the fact that his name had a nice ring to it, and it just sort of came together in that way that songs do.
And you know, he was excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church.
They just rescinded that, though, didn't they, recently? We just heard the church said, oh, we made a mistake. And
so they pardoned him.
They pardoned him, yeah, which is, just goes to show you how silly all that stuff is.
And you have to wonder if maybe your song had something to do with that, you know?
Undoubtedly.
That would be very cosmic. Yeah. Very cosmic.
They may have this video over at the Vatican, and they may be checking it out. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I believe, well, we've talked about this before, Amy and I have, not in the kind where I don't feel like I used to be another person or another animal and I feel those ties from past lives. Mm-hmm. I believe that when I die, my soul goes on a path of journey, which is sort of a spiritual, you can't call it reincarnation, so we call it that what we decided? Re for
so you
me,
don't so you don't feel like you've been here before?
I don't, but I think Amy does.
I feel like I have. So I don't feel like everybody has. I feel like, you know, different people are on different spiritual journeys, and but I feel that I've lived different lives.
Anything specific or just a general feeling you've been here before?
I have some specific things, but they're, I don't know, they're kind of wacky, so.
You don't want to get into wacking it.
Yeah.
You know, Cheryl Wheeler was on here once, and she posed this question to us that I thought was a great question. She posed it to me. If you could go anywhere in time, forward or backward, where would you go and why? What about it, Amy?
Whoa, that's a really hard one.
You have 30 seconds.
I think I would go forward because I think that would just be something I'm more intrigued by what's going to happen. I mean, I love history so much, but I can read history. I'd rather go forward and see something that we haven't seen yet.
I said forward also, and she and Cheryl says most people say they would go way back.
I would say back. I
would
have gone back, yeah. I would have gone back to England, early 20th century, and hung out with the Bloomsbury group, you know, maybe been their maid or something. Hang out and listen like this and try to, yeah.
And check it out. Are you enjoying Nashville? Do you like it here?
Yeah, actually, I do, believe it or not. But
Amy went to Vanderbilt for a year.
Yeah?
I didn't enjoy my time in Nashville when I was at Vanderbilt too much.
Well, I know that there's a song in your album
called
Nashville that's kind of rough.
The bane of my existence.
Kind of rough. I mean, you were a little rough on us.
Well, you know, I'm a Southerner, and at the time that I was at Vanderbilt, there were a lot of racial problems and a lot of prejudices that were money-oriented and class structure type of things, and I was really coming down on that.
Yeah.
And I was coming from a songwriter's point of view too, being in a city where the competition is so rough.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just telling Emily that I've noticed a lot of changes in the past four or five years. You know, there seems to be a lot less of that competitiveness, a lot more new sort of attitude about the unity of music and the unity of people. And I think it's a good change, you know. I mean, Atlanta has the same problems.
Yeah. Well, the change applies to the South. I mean, you look now.
I think so. I mean, I think it's got a long way to go. You know, just as a Southerner, you know, I feel very attached to the South, and I love being a Southerner. But I feel like there's a lot of things left still that we need to change. But the whole country's got a long way to go. There's racism everywhere.
Sure. It's interesting to me. You wrote this song almost a decade ago and sat on it for a lot of years and didn't put it in an album.
Well, it just didn't fit into the format of the record. It wasn't because, I mean, I've always wanted to put it down because it's a valid song. I felt this way at a time. I think it's okay to say things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm a very honest person. And, but I come here and hang out. I come here when I'm not playing.
Do you?
I come up here and to go guitar shopping and to go see bands play because there's certain clubs that I love to go to.
It really is a nice city.
Yeah.
Emily, you mentioned the song you have in the album called Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
About the fear of flying. Is this a real fear with you?
Yeah, it's a real fear. It used to be a lot worse. It's gotten better now. I memorized all the sounds that the airplane makes when it takes off, and as long as I know what's happening, then it's better, but it's a real fear.
And it doesn't go away?
Not completely, although I still am working on it, but that's why writing the song and singing the song makes me feel a little better about it.
Therapeutic for you.
Yeah.
Indigo Girls, Amy and Emily are our guests. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.